Have you ever come across someone who feels strangely familiar? You see them and suddenly feel a spark of recognition, but you can't pinpoint where or how you know them. It's not necessarily a bad feeling, but it's unsettling, almost like meeting someone from a dream. This sense of familiarity is what we'll explore today. Here's what I've noticed. These familiar spirits often bring a sense of recognition that stems from something deeper than just a passing connection. They might be tied to a spiritual rite of passage, an opportunity for inner upheaval and growth. This month, I sense that these energies have become clearer and easier to distinguish. You may have encountered someone recently who seems to know you, even if you don't recall meeting them before. For some, it might be a forgotten connection from long ago. For others, it's a spiritual recognition, an energy that has been with you, perhaps since you were young. If you're still in your youth, this presence might feel like something constant around you. This energy operates alongside another that shares its frequency. I often refer to it as the oppressor, and many of you might identify it with a narcissistic personality. Not just traits of narcissism, but a deeper, more ingrained pattern. I also call this force the Punisher, because it often masks itself with a facade of high morals and superiority. This energy, however, hides a deep sense of inner turmoil. Its air of authority comes from a place of unresolved pain. It carries an attitude of looking down on others, likely without even being fully aware of it. This stems from past influences, people or circumstances in its life or even yours, that laid the groundwork for abusive patterns. This energy once saw itself as untouchable, but something about you has unsettled that belief. What I'm sensing is that the dynamics surrounding this energy, whether from people around it or karmic influences, have built a web of illusions. These illusions were nurtured by those who either didn't know better or chose to stay blind to the truth. This could involve individuals connected to you, people you've left behind, or those who still feed into this energy's distorted reality. For many of you, this energy feels strangely connected to you, almost like a karmic thread. It's possible that this tie exists as a form of karmic correction, especially if this energy has harmed you in some way. What's striking is that their resentment toward you is tied to something you embody, a creative or abundant energy that has enriched their life, knowingly or not. Whether it's your creativity, your ability to attract success, or your fruitful aura, they've benefited from it and now realize its connection to you. In the spiritual space, we often discuss these dynamics, but today let's unpack it further. This isn't always a positive link for you, as it can lead to objectification. When people fail to embody gratitude or humility for the energy they draw from you, they may turn against you. Let's explore this deeper together. Sometimes, when people fail to fully appreciate your energy, they turn against you, seeking to suppress or control you. In some cases, this is not just emotional manipulation, but involves attempts to bind you energetically. Some of these individuals, possibly even family members, may dabble in practices like magic or manifestation, using techniques such as sleep magic or sex magic to create a karmic link with you. What I've sensed is that their actions are driven by pride. This energy thrives on a false sense of superiority, believing they are the ones who decide what others deserve. They see themselves as judges or punishers, handing out what they think is fair. However, something has shaken their view of themselves, forcing them to cling even harder to this identity as a way to cope. When they crossed paths with you, their world shifted. It was as if countless opportunities suddenly opened up for them, and they believed it was their own doing. They assumed the abundance they experienced was a reflection of their power. But the truth hit hard. The very person they mistreated, manipulated, or discarded, you, was the true source of that abundance. This realization completely disrupted their perception of themselves and their place in the world. In their confusion and desperation, they sought support from others, possibly even consulting people who encouraged their behavior. Their pride pushed them to try to maintain control. Some went as far as using rituals or energy manipulation to summon or bind you, hoping to keep you connected. They realized they could not access the abundance they craved without your conscious involvement. Without your presence and consent, everything they valued would slip away. This is where they find themselves now, trapped in their own actions. They see that they cannot move forward without your permission or grace, yet their pride prevents them from truly humbling themselves. This dynamic shows how deeply their actions were rooted in a misunderstanding of their own energy and the connection they share with you. They are facing significant consequences, and these struggles seem to mirror the ways they attempted to take advantage of you. If they tried to manipulate you through a relationship, they now face challenges in forming meaningful, lasting connections. People seem to lose interest in them quickly. If their focus was on using you financially, they're encountering financial instability. Importantly, you're not the only person they've exploited. This is a pattern in their life. Interestingly, another person in their circle may have played a part in enabling this behavior. While this individual could seem like a karmic influence, they are more likely influenced by karmic forces themselves. This dynamic suggests layers of complexity rather than one-dimensional bad intent. These energies, tied to grandiose ideas of power and control, may dabble in manipulative practices, possibly even in darker forms of magic or influence. Now, this person is hitting obstacle after obstacle. It's as if they've run into an unyielding wall, and every attempt to achieve success slips through their fingers, much like trying to hold onto sand. This shift has intensified recently, and everything they once pursued with confidence is now unraveling. Their sense of control has been upended, leaving them in a state of frustration and confusion. The influence of the oppressor also plays a significant role in this story. This oppressor might be someone close to them, like a family member, or someone connected to you, such as a past partner or friend. This individual has played a key role in shaping how this person interacts with you. Their actions stem from a desire to see you experience the same kind of heartbreak or pain they are carrying themselves. What stands out is how deeply the oppressor clings to their own suffering, almost wearing it as a symbol of power. They see their pain as a justification to act against you, holding on to a belief that they have the upper hand because of the hurt they endured. This dynamic reveals a cycle of projection and misplaced blame that continues to fuel their actions. The oppressor is the type of person who shifts blame onto you, even for the harm they've caused. Whether they exist in your life or the life of the punisher, they embody the same energy. This energy is desperate for you, clinging to past moments and distorting them to fit their narrative. They twist the truth, painting themselves as victims while portraying you as cold and unfeeling. This deliberate rewriting of history allows them to appear as the wounded hero while casting you as the villain. What makes this particularly harmful is that they know their accusations are false. They use subtle manipulation, claiming to care about you or even suggesting they still want to reconnect. But their true intention is to exploit you. By portraying themselves as misunderstood and wronged, they seek to gain sympathy while masking their real motives, using you to regain the abundance they once enjoyed in your presence. Their desperation has reached a breaking point. They are likely using destructive habits, like substance abuse, to cope with the loss of access to your energy. Some may even turn to harmful practices or schemes to create further betrayals or traps for you. For many who have experienced abusive relationships, this behavior will sound familiar. The Punisher, on the other hand, is another layer of this dynamic. Initially appearing confused about their role, they ultimately acted from a place of ego and unresolved pain. They resonated with the oppressor because they shared a desire to punish someone for their own inner struggles. Unfortunately, you became the target of this misplaced anger, a convenient outlet for their unhealed wounds. Together, the oppressor and punisher collaborated, united by their distorted perspectives and intentions. Despite their shared resentment and competition, they worked together to undermine you. Yet their efforts have hit a wall. You've moved beyond their reach, stepping into a new chapter. What remains is their residual frustration and the realization that their schemes have backfired. In truth, their actions served as a filter, revealing their own flaws and ensuring only those with pure intentions can connect with you. Their influence has diminished, and your energy remains protected. This journey highlights the strength of authenticity and spiritual growth in the face of manipulation.